You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to DiceWisdom.com.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your most pressing and personal question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View.
Well, good morning, everybody, and happy Tuesday. And all, what I always do when I begin the show is I draw out one card, which actually acts as an overview of the day. So today's card is friendship. And what's interesting is this particular card today has come up reversed. So one of the things I'd like you all to think about is I'd like you to think about friendships that seem to have fallen by the wayside or friendships that seem to not be to the level that you once had them, all right? And it doesn't mean that you have to reach out and call anybody, but if you're motivated to do so, that's not a bad thing because, you know, there are people that come into our lives for a certain reason, and sometimes it's for a short while and sometimes it's for a lifetime. But I wanted you to sit down and maybe think about writing down the names of five friends that you're either currently connected with or you were in the past and they were your best friends ever. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking about a friend that I had in junior high and high school. And I remember, I mean, this just occurred to me while I'm explaining this card to you, is it occurred to me that I remember that I cut her hair. She wanted me to cut her hair. And that was way back when the whole Farrah Fawcett hair was really hot, you know, the feathered hair. I had no idea what I was doing, and I cut her hair. Bless her heart, she had lots of thick hair, so even though I really messed it up, she actually managed to still make it look pretty good. But I'll tell you, I can't believe how brave she was to have me cut her hair. Now, funny thing is I've since learned how to kind of do that, but that's who I've just flashed on as a story. So sit down and write down the names of five friends and what you remember of them. Just remember that. And, you know, it may motivate you to reach out and find out what they're doing, but that's your thought of the day, is that the friendships that have helped form who you are. So I'm going to go to my first caller. And by the way, if you really want to get on the air, I will do my best to make sure you get on the air with me. Matter of fact, I have a couple callers that I have committed to get on the air today, so I will be getting them on the air here soon. But I'm going to take the person that's called in and been on hold the longest first, and then I'll go to the couple of calls that had emailed me about getting on the air. So I'm going to go to area code 207. Hello, 207. Who's this?
This is Rolina. Hi, Mona.
Hi. What's your question for me?
Well, my question is, I started that summer job at the VIP driving the bus.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm not sure if I should ask about that, and my sister just moved in with me for a short while. I'm just hoping that this VIP job, because I'm trying to, you know, start my own business, and I'm not it'll bring me in some money, but it's not, I don't know if it's going to bring me in extra money, I'll put it that way.
Okay. I'm going to give you a sort of a thought phrase that I want you to start when you're interacting with people. I want you to have this phrase in the back of your mind, how can I help? How can I help? That's here's the thing. There's I read something on LinkedIn. By the way, I'm connected on LinkedIn. If you ever want to connect with me on LinkedIn, I'm Mystic Mona on LinkedIn. And every now and then I'll get a I'll get some, you know, big swinging dick guy that's got some great thought of the day. And this particular thought of the day was something I ran across about 6 months ago, and it was the phrase, how can I help? And it's interesting when you go into that phrase, because if you go into that mindset, what happens is it puts you right in the moment, which of course is where you have power, and you want people to think that you are the most fantastic person ever at this VIP driving job. That's what I want you to do. I just want you to start looking at people with the idea of how can I help, all right? It may even be that you go to the dollar store and stock up on a few things, like sunscreen and lip balm, you know, things that people might forget, but that you can say, oh, I have an extra one of these. Here, you can have this. Now, I know that that sounds a little bizarre and a different answer to the question that you asked me, but what I'm getting here with your cards is that you want to have sort of a peaceful next 2 to 3 months. So
yes,
that when,
I do.
Okay, so what I want you to do is I want you to treat this job as though you are all in. You are, matter of fact, it wouldn't surprise me if you end up getting more hours as a result of having that particular mindset, the how can I help mindset, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things I want to tell you is that when you start looking at people like every single one of them has a secret for you, then what happens is people will start treating you even nicer. And don't be surprised if out of the blue someone gives you, you know, a $5 or a $10 tip that you didn't expect because you're having that attitude. So here's the thing. My mother used to say, don't borrow trouble. Just go in with the whole idea that you're there 100% for the next couple of months to help.
Right. And that's why, yeah, and I've been doing that, and I've been getting some tips. I've actually gotten, yeah.
Okay,
well, I have an accommodating personality anyhow.
Okay.
I mean, that's just
well,
who
that's
I am.
Good. One more thing I want you to do is make sure you're always prominently wearing your name tag so that people can.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do they didn't give me one. I'm going to have to. The guy told me, he said, oh, you have to make it. I'm like, okay.
All right. Well, here's the thing. There's a place that you can probably get one ordered for $5 or less online. I think you can get it through this website, but I'm really a big fan of Fiverr.com, F-I-V-E-R-R.com, Fiverr.com. I'm a really big fan of what people will do for $5. So you might want to check out and see if someone will make you a name tag. Otherwise, go to one of those engraving places and just say, hey, I need to have a name tag. And if you happen to have a one that just says your name on it somewhere tucked away, just pull out that old name tag and maybe even cut off the name of the company it was connected to. Might be something like that.
Right.
But here's
right.
the thing is that I want people to see your name, and it might even be fun to just stand up and introduce yourself to everybody on the bus before you actually take off with them. Or as you're helping them get on the bus, say, hey, you know, say your name, let me know if there's anything else extra you need. And what will happen is they'll remember you and they'll comment about you, and then you might even get some extra hours. So, all right, my friend, thanks for checking in.
All right.
See you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay,
yeah, bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody. This is the Latrina here. Latrina emailed me and called me about being on my radio program. So what's your question for me this morning, Latrina?
I was calling because my son's father has a curse put on him, and I wanted to see if that's what you're picking up. My brother and his wife cast a spell on him for him to leave me 2 years ago, and the same thing that he did 2 years ago is what he's the same thing he did now.
Okay. Here's what I want. Latrina dear, here's what I want. First of all, I want to let you know that whoever did that, they're full of crap. There's no such thing as curses. The thing about the whole idea of a curse is getting you to believe that things are out of your control and somebody else did something to you. In fact, what all a curse is talking you into the idea that you don't have responsibility, all right? And anyone that does that is a scam artist, a scammer, a cad, a scoundrel, an evil person, all right? And by the way, if there's any harm you plan on doing to anybody else, you got to realize that any harm you put, any energy of harm you put out there will come back to you tenfold. So these people that allegedly put some sort of curse on you are probably miserable sons of bitches already, okay? So let me tell you, let me give you a ritual that will help you, all right?
Okay.
So what you do is you go to the dollar store today, you buy yourself a canister of sea salt, okay?
A can of sea salt?
A canister of sea salt. It'll cost you a dollar. Then you're going to come back to your house. You're going to pour the whole canister of sea salt in a bathtub, and you're going to get in the bathtub, and you're going to imagine that all of the negative energy and every single block that could possibly be working against you is being sucked out of your system by the salt. That all the negativity that you've been experiencing is being sucked out of your energy field by the salt. Okay?
Okay. All right.
And I want to tell you that the only negativity that you can have in your life is the shit that you create yourself. So for all these years, you've believed that you've been cursed. And really what it is that you believe that you don't have the power to make your life better. So what I want you to do is get in that bathtub with that container of salt that you've poured in there and imagine that all the negativity is being sucked out of your system, okay? Then I want you to stand up in that bathtub and let the water out and imagine that any remnant of negativity is being sucked through from your feet and down the drain, okay?
Okay.
All right. Then what I want you to do is after you do that, I want you to get a candle, and I just want you to light a candle for yourself and say, I am open to my blessings. If I do the right thing, the blessings will fall on me, all right? And see, here's the thing, is that what I'm seeing here for you, Latrina, is that you're doing the right things. You're doing the right things. And you just need to make sure you're stepping away from these people. And the next time someone says that they've done a curse on you, I want you to look them square in the eye and say, well, first of all, that's full of crap. And secondly, any negative energy that you put toward anyone else is going to come back to you tenfold. So I don't know why you want to cause yourself that kind of pain.
Okay.
All right. But do that today. And if you're at work and you can't do it, like right now, on the way home from work, pick up the canister of sea salt and do that when you get home, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you. You're very welcome.
Okay, bye. Well, you know, you guys, I get so mad. I get so angry because, you know, I've been a professionally licensed psychic in Las Vegas since 2002. I've been able to read since I was a teenager, so that's a lot of years. And you would not believe the amount of people that have come to me after they have been scammed by someone that calls themselves a psychic and talks about curses. And I want to tell you, if you ever go to a psychic and someone says to you, and usually they're the ones that are advertising on telephone poles, or you see a little card tucked into your car, or you have some chick come up to you at Walmart and say, oh, by the way, I'm picking up some energy about you, blah, 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 full of crap. It is a con. Do not believe anything they have to say. Hold your hand up like you're holding up a stop sign, like you're crossing guard. Hold your hand up to them and say, I can't believe you get away with that. Get the fuck away from me. Seriously, because those people are scam artists. You would not believe the amount of people that have called me after they have had that happen to them. There was a woman recently that got scammed out of $80,000 because an alleged psychic told her that because this her husband had passed, and the psychic told her, quote, psychic con artist told her that if she didn't pay her money, that her husband would continue to suffer in hell because she didn't do anything about it. somebody else tell me that a con artist who called herself a psychic told her that if she didn't pay her $500 by sunset, that nobody would ever love her. And I want to tell you that all of that is so full of shit. It is just, do not believe it. Do not believe it. If you go to a psychic and they say that they need any additional money at all, walk out. Just walk out, because it's full of crap. All right, sorry. I had to get on my soapbox there because nothing makes me madder than that. All right, I've got someone here from the area code 416. Hello, 416. Who's this?
Hey, Mona, I'm Wendy, and I'm loving you. Oh, my gosh.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I got on a rant there because I get so angry when people pull that shit. You know, it's like, and I have to tell you, almost every single person that I know has at some point, if they've ever been to a psychic, at some point they have had that scam presented to them. And most people are smart enough to walk away. But some people aren't.
Yeah.
Some
well,
people
because
just
they're being caught at the most vulnerable time. And
right.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the worst thing you can do is to like try to manipulate someone when they're at such vulnerable
time.
Oh, and
I mean, just think of the karma. I mean, really, just think of that karma. You know, and the thing is that, you know, I may not be the most successful psychic on the planet, but I know in my heart of hearts I'm doing the best I can. And it is about bringing people to a moment of awareness where they have power. That is my whole philosophy. And I'm not always right, and I'm the first person to tell you I'm not always right. But I do the best I can with people, which is why I offer this program so people can call me for free.
Right.
For free.
So,
hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're,
sorry, Wendy.
You're coming at it from a place of integrity, and that within itself is a reward.
And that they say it takes one to know one, my friend. So what is your question for me today?
Oh, Mona. It's about a guy.
Okay, that's fine.
So there's this guy that I've been having this phone relationship with for the past 7 months, and we got really close. And he's kind of disappeared over the past 2.5 weeks. Not completely.
Right.
He's emailed me a couple of times, but we haven't spoken. And it's bringing up a lot of stuff for me that I know I have to deal with and look at. But there's still that part of me, that obsessive, anxious part of me that's wondering what's going on with him and I, and what you think is, your take on it.
Okay. So do you read tarot yourself?
I am an empath, but I don't read tarot.
Okay. I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck. And by the way, if you ever want to do a reading online for yourself, you can go to osho.com. And the reason I promote them is they've given me permission to use the images of their cards, because I love this deck. One of the reasons why I fell in love with this deck is I actually consider this deck the one that most aligns with my philosophy of how I do readings. Now, I'm going to get to answer your question in a second. There are cards that resonate to the traditional tarot deck. Actually, all the cards resonate to the traditional tarot deck. They're just explained slightly differently to bring people to that point of awareness. So every single card brings you to a point of awareness. And I want to tell you what's unusual about your readings is you have 4 minor cards and 1 major card. The 4 minor cards are all swords in traditional tarot. Swords are all about cutting right to the essence, right to the quick of what's going on. All right? That's what the sword cards are. All right? So you have 4 sword cards. There's 1 card that talks about it's time to make a choice of the priorities in your life. I usually use this card to actually say it's time to follow your heart because you have no choice. Then this man is coming up as a incredibly scattered man. Now, sometimes I see this man when I'm actually describing a man that's a con artist.
Okay.
All right. So you have that card. Then I have a card representing you. By the way, are you also an air sign? Are you a Libra, Aquarius, or Gemini?
No, Virgo.
Oh, okay. I also have a card here that indicates a woman that has a very, very strong sense of right and wrong. But I want to take that sense of right and wrong to another level. There's the right way, the wrong way, and your way of doing things. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that your way of doing things is not connecting with this man. And actually, I am thinking that you're dodging a bullet here. The fact that he has sort of cooled off his enamor of you, I actually think that you're about to release a burden that shouldn't have been yours in the first place. So I don't care if you continue to communicate with this guy, but I would not invest myself in anything that even sings to something romantic unless he takes the time to visit you in person.
Right.
And he's actually the picture that he sent to you. Because I want to tell you, I have gotten more, and by the way, I'm married. I have been for, God, over 2 decades. And you would not believe the amount of alleged romantic interests that come to me out of the blue. And I look at every single one of them as a scam. And the fact that they would even have the nerve, knowing that if they've even taken any chance, time to find out about me, I'm married. There is absolutely no way that I would do anything to ruin the relationship I have now. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But this, and the reason why I'm being so strong with you on this is because there was a client of mine who had had a online relationship with a guy. She'd never met him, and he conned her out of something like $85,000.
Right.
So here's the thing. These people that these guys that can do this are incredibly talented at convincing you that you are the most important person in their life. And the only way that I would actually even close to recommend that you take this to maybe a slightly deeper level of a friendship is if he hauls his ass out to visit you.
Okay.
And I want to tell you the major card you have. In traditional tarot, there's a card called the Chariot. You have this card, and it resonates to the month of July. It's the major card number 7. So it's, and in my deck, it's complete understanding of the good and evil in your life. It is like the epiphany card of complete understanding of the good and evil in your life. And why I'm saying that so strongly with you about this man is that he is, you are not the only woman he's doing this with.
Right. Okay.
So you need to take a huge, big, giant step back and go to what I consider a more traditional way to find a nice man, and that would be to get yourself involved in group situations that connect you with men that are of the caliber already just by being at this group event that you can see yourself investing in. But this man, I don't like him.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. See
Thank
you later.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye.
You too. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 808 area code. Hello, 808. Who's this?
Hi. This is Monica. Hi, Mona.
I'm good. How are you? You said Monica?
Yes.
Oh, great. What's your question for me?
Well, I was wondering, you know, about my career. Like, I'm in between right now, and if you see anything coming up for me.
Well, actually, it's first of all, you're being guided by the angels to this next job, which is happy news for me to share with you. And one of the reasons why you're going to get this next job pretty quickly is because you have a very loving, very giving, very honest, very sincere aura and energy about you. And people like you when they meet you, Monica. So you need to use that to your advantage. There's actually a card here about falling in love with your next job. So what happened at the last one?
You know, it was just my alarm didn't go off, and I got the days mixed up on what day I had to, what was my day off.
Right.
And so I stayed home thinking it was my day off, and I went to work the next day, and it was mixed. And so they accused me of no show, no call. And
okay,
so the very first violation
that's funny. With that, were you working for a temporary service?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay, because here's the thing is that it wasn't that first of all, it wasn't necessarily a no-show, no-call, and I'm kind of surprised that they didn't call you to find out what happened.
Like, well, they did, but I get calls from them anywhere from 1 to 3 times a day to come in and cover for sick calls from my coworkers. And so,
you wanted the day off. Got it. Okay,
yes, I wanted the day off.
Okay, well, so it sounds like that wasn't a great company for you. What kind of work were you doing?
Nursing.
Oh, you're a nurse?
Yes, I'm a CNA.
I'm sorry, what?
Certified nursing assistant.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. Yes. So how come you didn't go on to get your RN?
Children, and I have to work. I can't take that time off to go to school, and it's far from where I live, you know, money-wise and time-wise.
Right. Then what I would suggest, and by the way, remember, you're very good when people meet you in person. So this is actually saying that you can have a job within the next 3 weeks if you just start showing up at any possible place that your experience would contribute. So whether that's a clinic or a hospital or a small doctor's office, any of those places, it's saying you can have a job in 3 weeks. And it does say that you'll be working for a man that has brown hair and blue eyes. So I would actually look for a guy that has brown hair and blue eyes, because this is saying that that's the man that you're going to be working for. So I think you'll be working in a slightly smaller facility, like a clinic or a small medical center, as opposed to a hospital.
Okay.
Okay, but that's what I would apply for. It's saying that as soon as you meet someone in person, you can have a job pretty quickly. So.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Monica. Talk to you later.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
All
right.
Bye.
All right, you guys, hang in there. I'll get to your calls, and I'll be right back.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah! But the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
All right, and I'm back. I'm going to go to area code 210. Hello, 210. Who's this?
Hello, this is Pearl from Texas. I told you I might call you back today.
Right. You told me you were going to call me back today. So we were talking about the fact that you are, you just graduated from interior design school, and we talked yesterday about you actually being somebody that might help stage houses that are for sale. But did you have another question for me about that?
I did. I was kind of wondering if I should go into business with a lady named Roxanne.
Okay. My immediate reaction to that question before I even turn cards over is no. And I don't even know what Roxanne does. But the reason why I'm saying no is because you're an incredibly hard worker, Pearl. And what I don't want to have happen is I don't want you to be the person that ends up doing all the work for both of you. So what does Roxanne do?
She's already established. I met her in school, but she didn't complete the commercial division of the course. So she's also a designer, but she does commercial work in another state.
Okay, here's what I'm getting, and I just turned cards over for you, is that you're not seeing Roxanne for all of who she is. In other words, you're seeing what you'd like to see about Roxanne, but you're not really seeing Roxanne. And remember how I said I actually think that you'll end up doing all the work and she'll sort of be coasting, all right?
Yes.
Well, there's a card of exhaustion here where I know you're not afraid of hard work, but I'd rather that hard work be rewarded for you than for her. So what I want you to do is when she calls you and says, hey, Pearl, you know, what we should talk further about us getting that business together, say, actually, you know what, I've kind of gotten an idea of what I want to try myself. So let's you and I talk in maybe 6 to 10 months and see where we both are then. But I really want to give this a shot on my own. All right? And you may have heard me talk about a website earlier in the program called Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com. It's what people will do for $5. So you can get your brochures made. You can actually get someone to design them for you for probably $5. You can get your business cards designed, $5. Actually, there's another company that you can also get things designed for very inexpensive, and that's overnightprints.com. You can actually design things online yourself and then just order what you need to have. What I like about that site is that if you have a lot of time to plan, it actually ends up being an incredibly inexpensive site. If you need something within a week, you usually have to pay for expedited service or shipping, but their service and the quality of their work's really great. And even if you get an error or if they've printed something wrong and you contact them, they make it right. So I like them, overnightprints.com. But anyway, the other part of your cards is saying that there's universal justice falling on you, Pearl. It literally says that your hard work is about to pay off in a great direction for you. So what I need you to do is reach out to your friends first and say, look, I'm going to start for now, I'm going to start sort of a house staging business. And I need to have two or three houses where I walk in and I look at the house the way it is now and take pictures. And then I work my mojo with their existing things to make the house look better. Now, sometimes it's just a sort of a cleanup thing, and they'll help you do it. If they're really your friends, they'll help you do it, okay? And then you actually show before and after pictures of certain rooms, all right? And you only need maybe five different rooms, so you only might need two friends to help you do this. Here's the thing, is that's what you're going to create your website from. And there's all kinds of places online you can create a free website, but you need, wow, your name Pearl is a fabulous name. And I want your business to have your name in it. So I don't even want to suggest anything because I don't want anyone to take any suggestions, but I want you to think about if you were to use your first name as your business name, what would it be? Like one of the things that I just snagged, we just came up with a .Vegas extension here. So instead of .com, you can do .Vegas. I was able to snag my first name as a .Vegas. So I'm going to actually be able to promote www.mona.vegas.
Oh, wonderful.
So here's the thing. I'd rather you take all this hard work and do it yourself than to take this hard work and invest it in Roxanne, who might end up pulling something on you that is a big waste of time and money on your part. So what I'd rather you do is be the networking queen and specialize in helping people purge and get ready for a move and help stage their house, start getting your own contacts for landscapers and, you know, repair people, start developing your little resource book of contacts. And that's how I'd like to see you do your business. And then we'll talk again in a few more weeks when I can probably give you some more ideas.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Right.
See you later.
My head's spinning. Thank you very much.
You're so funny. See you later. Bye. Okay, I've got now here's somebody who's blocked their number, so I have no idea what area code they're calling from because I'm not that kind of psychic. Hi, who's this?
Hello, this is Michael. Hello, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael. What's your question?
I'm going on your dating sites like eHarmony and Match.com, and I want to know if I'm going to find anybody.
Well, see, I'm not a big, because there's so many really icky people out there, I'm not a big fan of those online dating sites. I'm just not. So, do
you know if I'm going to find somebody that's Jewish or not?
Well, I see a man here, by the way. He's got dark hair and dark eyes. He's in very good physical shape, so I think you might meet him through a gym as opposed to meeting him online. So you're going to meet him through some sort of physical activity, whether that's a gym, whether that's a biking or hiking group. Maybe you take up indoor rock climbing. But what I'm getting here is that this guy's very active physically, and that's how you meet him. But you do not meet him online. I don't see any reference at all to you meeting anybody through any of those online dating things.
Well, why is that?
Why is that?
Yeah.
Because what the cards are saying here is that you're going to meet him by being in person first. So you're going to meet him by not through the online dating sites, but by actually meeting him in person. So I would, in my opinion, if I were you, I would dump those online subscriptions for any of those and just start showing up at places that you're more likely to meet a nice man. And that would be like here in Vegas, we have a couple of country western bars. So if you lived in Vegas, I would tell you to go to Gilly's or Stoney's and take up line dancing. Because you get to have a good time, you're doing something active, and you're more likely to meet a nice guy that way. But you're not going to meet him. This says you're not going to meet him online. You're going to meet him in person. So I hope that helps.
Oh.
Thanks for calling. See you later. All right, I've got somebody here from the 856 area code. Hello, 856. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. What's your question?
There's two homes that I'm interested in. One is, they're both on the opposite end of the state in New Jersey. One is in Linwood, and one is in Neptune. And I was wondering.
Okay, so there's two houses. The first you said is in Linwood?
Yeah, Linwood, New Jersey.
And then where's
and
the second one?
Neptune, New Jersey.
Okay, I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit. Where's the second one?
Neptune.
Oh, as in the planet.
Yeah.
Like Linwood better than Neptune.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. There is the Neptune one. It looks like it's got more work connected to it than the Linwood one. The Linwood one is actually something that there is still a little work to be done on it, but it's got better potential than the Neptune one. And it also, the reason why I'm choosing that one over the other one is because it actually allows you to get serious about your own happiness and have the new beginning that you were really looking to have with this move.
Yeah, I need this desperately.
Yeah. Well, it's talking about that with the Linwood one, not the Neptune one.
Okay. And do you feel that I can do that as a contractor, get that home, or would I have to have a permanent job to do it, or can I get that job as a contractor?
All I know is that you figure it out. Because it's saying that the Neptune one is not even a choice. I don't even like that one. The Linwood one, it says you figure it out and you're able to get it. And it says it's about you getting serious about your own happiness. So I don't know how that relates because I only asked the question for you, which house is better? Okay?
Okay.
All right, my friend.
And did you get a timeline around that happening?
It's talking about the next 5 weeks. So there's something that happens in the next 5 weeks. So here's the thing. It doesn't actually hurt to have a regular job. So you finding a regular job in Linwood or around there where you could actually better qualify for the house that you wanted, it's saying that you figure it out. So I have faith in you.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
All right, I got to go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, you guys, I've got somebody here from the 301 area code. Let's get you on the air. Hello, 301.
Hello?
Who's this?
Yes, my name is Helen, and I'm calling from Maryland.
Hi, Helen from Maryland. How did you find the program?
Oh, through Blog Talk Radio.
You did? Oh, make sure you follow me after we're done with the call so that you can get notices. But I do this program now every day at 9.
Okay.
So what's your question for me?
Well, I wanted to know how this guy feels about me. His name is Taylor.
Okay. Well, he's not a bad man. This is saying he likes you, and I'm gonna use the like word, not the love word, because it has not yet evolved to the love word with him. All right. This is now. Let me ask you a question, Helen. Is this the guy you want?
I'm not sure if I want to be dating him or just start a friends with him. I really don't know because I haven't talked to him in quite a while due to a circumstance that happened between me and him.
Okay, this is saying that he doesn't hate you. All right, let me start with that. He's a little confused about why the argument happened in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think it might have been that you were pressuring him to give more of himself than he was ready to give to you. So here's the thing. This guy needs lots of freedom, lots of openness, lots of the feeling that he has lots of choices, okay? He may have even had some issues or a brush with the law in the past. Are you aware of that?
No.
Okay. I'm just saying that this is a guy that craves the ability to have lots of choices and freedom. So do you still have his cell phone number?
I haven't called him.
No, but do you, that wasn't my question. Do you still have his cell phone number?
No.
Then, so you can't text him is my question.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then here's the thing is that when you do run into him, I want you to actually say, I'm so sorry about that argument. I was going through a really tough time and that you didn't deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, he does not hate you. What it's saying here, though, is that you're also not top of mind with him. So you're not somebody that he actually dwells on. I mean, he's occupying way more brain space in your head than he is and than you are in his.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing, is that when you have the chance to run into him again, and this is saying that you will, you need to say, I'm sorry about how we left things. I was in a really bad place, and you didn't deserve that, because that's all true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So
all
I hope
right.
That helps. All right.
All
thanks
right.
For calling, Helen. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 505 area code. Hello, 505. Who's this?
Hello, this is Jolena. How are you?
Hi, Jolena. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
Oh, how'd you find the program?
Just the Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, cool. Well, make sure you take the time to follow mine so that you can hear any updates connected with my program. What's your question for me today?
That's good. My question is, this is about my child custody issue. We had a hearing on the 28th of last month. And the judge is supposed to make a decision within 2 days. So it's been a month. And I called the court today, and I guess she's leaving for another 2 weeks. But technically, she has 30 days to do the report. So she's already on that 30 days. I just wanted to know if we're going to get a report from her today before she leaves tomorrow and if it's going to be good.
You're going to get an update, but I'm not sure it's actually the answer. Is this? I need to ask a clarifying question because the way I'm looking at your cards, it's kind of interesting here. Are you looking for full custody or shared custody?
It's full. My son actually got sick in the last 7 months, diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. So I'm fighting for full custody because of the father is not capable of taking care of him.
Well, this is actually here's where the conflict comes in that I'm seeing in your cards, is that his father, your ex, may not necessarily be capable of taking care of him, but your son absolutely adores him. So there's a little bit of a challenge here that health-wise, of course, he would be better with you. But what I'm seeing is that there is, I do not see your ex as an evil person.
Okay.
That's how he's coming up as someone that actually really cares about his son. And what it's saying is that the decision that does come through is going to be the best for all concerned. And I actually would like you to send out that affirmation that you are looking to have the conclusion be the best for all concerned, and that would be the affirmation and the prayer I would send out there. But having said that, with the type 1 diabetes, I'm wondering, how old is your son?
He's 11.
Okay. And I'm just going to ask about his diet. Has he been up until now a huge junk food eater, like lots of pizza and Cheetos and crap like that?
Oh, he's not like that, no. No, he was like that before he got diagnosed, but now he's very careful. Yeah, he's very careful now. Really
okay,
good, you know,
because I'm not a physician, but what I'm actually getting is that he may, because he is training his body to be much more efficient by eating, you know, basically no white food, no starch, no, you know, very little of that kind of stuff. I'm actually thinking that he may be off any kind of medication within the next 8 months because he pays attention to his diet and exercise. And that he actually may be able to be one of those kids that steps away from the diabetes. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm going to say it again. I am not a physician. But what I'm getting here is that your son may be a poster child for how diet actually affects how your body works, and that one of the things I'd like you to do is the two of you start keeping a diary of what he is eating and his activity. Because you may be a template for how kids can step away from the type 1 diabetes simply by paying attention to their diet.
Okay.
Okay. But in answer to your question, the conclusion to this is going to be the best for all concerned. I am not sure if you're going to end up with total custody. But the way I look at it is that your son absolutely adores his father, and that this actually may end up being a better solution than you originally think. And here's the thing, is that we can't make the custody about the fact that you'll get more money out of the idea of you having full custody of your son, because what I'd rather you do is look at it, what is the best for your son? Because that's how the cards are coming up.
Uh-huh.
All right, my friend,
helps. The father's already in trouble in court. They don't like him. He's
okay.
Alcoholic. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Give me the birthdays, because I see two men here. Give me the birthdays of your son and your ex.
My son is July 12, 2002, and the father is June 1962.
Okay. Here's the thing. One of the things that I would recommend to the court, or maybe even have your attorney recommend to the court, because I do see some very, very strong emotional issues with your ex, but I don't see him as an evil person. I just don't see that he has the guidance to actually start controlling his own emotions. So what I would recommend, I would talk to your attorney and say to your attorney that he, your ex-husband, needs to have some sort of counseling or maybe even rehab to get him away from depending on these on alcohol.
Uh-huh.
Because what I'm seeing is that part of the reason, I mean, and here's the thing, is that the judge's decision will be for the best of all concerned, all right? And it may turn out that you end up getting full custody, but I really do want your son to have a relationship with his father, even though his father may not be the most ideal person in the world right now. But you want your attorney to recommend that visitation will be contingent on the idea that your ex-husband gets some sort of alcoholic help.
Yeah. They will.
Okay.
Think they're about to order it, yeah.
Okay, well then it's all, yeah. Here's the thing. The cards keep saying that it's going to work out for the best of all concerned. So, and by the way, I have one more thing to tell you that you didn't ask me about. There's a love coming into your life. Are you already with him?
Yeah, I'm with someone now for 4 years now.
Okay, because what that says is this man is an incredibly amazing man.
Wow.
I'm just waiting for him to say something. I don't know.
All right. Well, I'm just telling you that the man that you've been with that is actually around you and supporting you is an incredibly good man. So, all right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 937 area code. Let's get you on the air. Hello, 937. Who's this?
Hello, this is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. What's your question?
I want to know what you see for love coming up for me or if Dan is a prospect in this.
Dan the man. All right, let's look.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have two men coming up in your cards. I have a earth sign man, which would be Virgo, Capricorn, or Taurus, and I have a water sign man, which would be a Pisces, Cancer, or Scorpio. Which one is Dan?
Gemini.
Oh, how funny. He's not coming up in your cards. Here's Dan. Dan, Gemini men, I want to give you two categories, two types of men that are just the most difficult to understand, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that they're good or bad people. They're just really, really hard to understand, and that's Gemini and Pisces,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And one of the things that I want you to realize about Dan is Dan is more interested in a friendship with you than a romantic relationship with you.
Okay.
And that's okay. As soon as you actually go, okay, we can be friends, that's cool, you know, and you might even spend time together and do some fun things occasionally. But what I'd rather you do is keep your peepers open for either this dark-haired, dark-eyed guy that happens to be a Taurus, Capricorn, or Virgo, and it might be a couple years younger than you, but is very, very cute. I mean, he's like, there's just something delightfully attractive about this man. There's and you're very sexually drawn to him almost immediately. Then there's the other guy who's a couple years older than you, brown hair, light brown eyes, is somebody that is incredibly busy at work. I would call him a bit of a workaholic, but not necessarily in a bad way because he likes work. Work and play for him, there is no difference between work and play for him. So I really like this guy. And these are the two guys I'm seeing in your crosshairs.
Okay. Wow.
All right.
Any time of them coming in, a timeline or anything?
Actually, what I want you to do to put yourself in the path of meeting quality guys is get yourself into a group situation where you're all doing something. So whether it's learning how to speak publicly or learning how to dance or walking or biking or hiking group, something where you're doing an activity where it's way easier to start the friendship first or the acquaintance first. And it's not under that pressure of, oh, this is a blind date kind of crap.
Right.
Okay?
I do that about every Friday night. Yes.
Oh, what do you do on Friday night?
I'm in that. Friday night's group situation, a bunch of us go out together. There is a club right down the road from my house. It's a man's club. I go down there with a bunch of friends, and we just all mingle and, you know, sit there and talk, have a great time, get up and, you know, mingle, whatever. We have a blast.
Okay. All right. One of the things that I'd like you to think about doing, because you're kind of a take charge kind of gal, Sandy, is I'd love to see you guys as a group do something that helps the community. So it might be a can drive. It might be a bingo event where you get some local businesses to donate prizes for bingo. But you actually do it at this particular interactive thing. And it gives you guys an excuse to do something bigger than and whatever the club's name is, you could actually go to the manager and say, hey, I want to do something for the community, and we'll use your club name as the benefactor for doing it. So
one of the guys that is in our group is one of the trustees there. So that would work out great.
Nice. Then figure out something you can do. Like here in Vegas, they do the DJs for PJs for DJs or DJs for PJs. And what they do is they end up having the community donate a bunch of brand new jammies, and they get sent to the shelters to some of the groups. There's also a water for the homeless because we're in Vegas, so, you know. So there are people that just go out and give water to the homeless because it's a desert out there. So, you know, we do community things here. And matter of fact, I'm part of a line dance, or sorry, part of a dance marathon that's going to happen in August. So we get people together to do groups where people have to stay on the dance floor. Nobody does dance marathons anymore. And wouldn't that be fun to do at your club?
Oh, yeah. Well, we have fun all the time. That sounds good.
Right. So here's the thing. Take it to the next level, Sandy. Take charge of it. And what it's saying here is that you can't help but meet somebody nice.
Okay. Fantastic.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank
you later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. If you'd like to be considered for an extended reading on her program, please like the Mystic Mona page on Facebook. Mona will randomly choose one of her fans for this special on-air session. You can follow Mona's radio announcements on Twitter by following Psychic View or The Mystic Mona. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.